If you go over desert and mountain, far into the country of sorrow, today and tonight and tomorrow, and maybe for months and for years, you shall come with a heart that is bursting for trouble and toiling and thirsting. You shall certainly come to the fountain, at length to the fountain of tears. Very peaceful the place is, and solely for piteous lamenting and sighing. And those who come, living or dying, alike from their hopes and their fears, full of cypress-like shadows the place is, and statues that cover their faces. But out of the gloom springs the holy and beautiful fountain of tears. And it flows with emotion, so gentle and lovely and listless, and murmurs a tune so resistless. To him who hath suffered and hears, you shall surely, without a word spoken, kneel down there and know your heart broken, and yield to the long-curbed emotion that day by the fountain of tears. For it grows and it grows as though leaping up higher the more one is thinking, and ever its tunes go on sinking more poignantly into the ears. Yea, so blessed and good seems that fountain, reached after dry desert and mountain. You shall fall down at length in your weeping, and bathe your sad face in the tears. Then, alas, while you lie there a season, a sob between living and dying, and give up the land you were trying to find, mid your hopes and your fears. Oh, the world shall come up and pass o'er you. Strong men shall not stay to care for you, nor wonder indeed for what reason your way should seem harder than theirs. But perhaps, while you lie never lifting your cheek from the wet leaves it presses, nor caring to raise your wet tresses, and look how the cold world appears. Or perhaps the mere silence is round you, all things in that place grief hath found you, yea, even to the clouds o'er you drifting may soothe you somewhat through your tears. You may feel, when a falling leaf brushes your face, as though someone had kissed you, or think at least someone who'd missed you had sent you a thought that cheers, or a bird's little song, faint and broken, may pass for a tender word spoken. Enough while around you there rushes that life-drowning torrent of tears, and the tears shall flow faster and faster, brim over and baffle resistance, and roll down bled roads to each distance of past desolation and years, till they cover the place of each sorrow, and leave you no past and no morrow. For what man is able to master and stem the great fountain of tears? But the floods and the tears meet and gather. The sound of them all grows like thunder. Oh, into what bosom, I wonder, is poured the whole sorrow of years? For eternity only seems keeping account of the great human weeping. May God then, the Maker and Father, may he find a place for the tears. by Arthur William Edgar O'Shaughnessy.